From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings today in the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Republicans plan to stress Sotomayor's participation in an appeals court decision that rejected a claim of reverse discrimination by white firefighters in New Haven, Connecticut. The decision was overturned by the Supreme Court last month, and Republicans will seek to link her role in that case to her statements that a, quote, wise Latina judge could reach better conclusions in some cases than a white male judge. The ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee is Alabama's Jeff Sessions.
Are the days now gone when judges should see that taking office is a commitment to set aside their personal experiences and biases and views when they put on the robe?
This morning's hearing will be taken up by opening statements from senators, with Sotomayor to make her opening remarks this afternoon. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The former president of Liberia, Charles Taylor, will begin his defense in his trial for war crimes at a special court hearing in The Hague. Taylor has pleaded not guilty to 11 charges, including murder, rape, terrorism, and torture, for directing the civil war in neighboring Sierra Leone. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has more.
Charles Taylor's lawyers will argue that, far from being a warmonger, Liberia's erstwhile rebel leader was a peacemaker. The former president is charged with instigating murder, mutilation, mayhem, and sexual slavery while conscripting child soldiers to fight during the twin civil wars in Liberia and across its border in Sierra Leone. More than a quarter of a million people were killed. Key to the prosecution's argument was that Taylor masterminded the bloodshed in Sierra Leone, funding and arming rebels who mined so-called blood diamonds to fuel the brutal West African conflicts. The defense is expected to say that Taylor was trying to broker peace rather than foment violence between 1991 and 2002 in Sierra Leone. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
In California, state legislative leaders say they're making progress with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on a deal to close the state's $26.3 billion budget deficit. They say they're hopeful an agreement can be reached by the end of the week. Lawmakers from both parties say they have made headway following a weekend of closed-door meetings at the Capitol. They do acknowledge that a deal remains elusive. The biggest test will come in a few days when lawmakers say they will take up the most sensitive issues, including public education and social services cuts. Japanese share prices fell to the lowest close in 8 weeks today. The Nikkei average was down by nearly 237 points, or 2.6%. The Nikkei has been sliding for 9 days, losing 9.1%. This is NPR News. Gasoline prices in the U.S. have dropped 10 cents a gallon on average over the past couple of weeks. That's according to the latest Lundberg survey. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg says nationwide regular gasoline has dropped to an average of $2.56 a gallon. It's the first significant drop in gas prices since last December. And Lundberg says the declines should continue.
The price is probably going to drop a lot further. This will depend on what crude oil prices do and how deep our unemployment gets.
Lundberg says demand for gasoline has been dropping as unemployment in the U.S. inches closer to 10%. Gas is cheapest right now in Wichita, Kansas, where self-serve regular is averaging $2.26 a gallon. A year ago, gas was averaging a record high of more than $4 a gallon nationwide. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
South Korean television is reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has life-threatening pancreatic cancer. Seoul's YTN television says that the 67-year-old Kim was diagnosed with cancer around the time he reportedly suffered a stroke last summer. The report cites unidentified intelligence officials in South Korea and China. The report comes days after new images of Kim looking gaunt resulted in speculation that his health might be worsening. Pancreatic cancer is usually found in its final stage. The report says, considering his age, he is expected to live no more than 5 years. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.